The new Microsoft Office is out today. You can now share, collaborate, and finally, they've added real-time co-authoring for Microsoft Word. What do you think? Are you an Office user, or do you use Google Apps or something
else? I was an Office user. I sort of use one of each thing. I'm an Excel user, but a Keynote user, and then a Google Docs user. I get it all mixed up. But I'm really confused by this announcement, because I thought they said that the Mac version 2016 was finally up on par with the Windows version, and it was already at 2016 a little while ago. So their naming convention, shockingly, is weird.
Well, I think there's a lot of confusing stuff about it, not just the naming, but the pricing structure. You know, you no longer go out. It's a subscription service, I guess, and now it's a little bit, costs a little bit more, they like 5% to 7% more. Mm. So I'm not really sure. I guess it's a subscription and you keep paying for it and you get the new version. I think that's
They did also announce now, at least for Windows, that you can buy it standalone. And I think that might have been a big deal today. And I don't know that the 2016 for the Mac is out yet as a standalone.
Well, it's interesting because I mean, they've done so much with apps. You know, I use Outlook on my phone, on my iPhone. They really have started building some excellent apps for iOS. And I think that'll be really exciting. Yeah. I know I promised to do the Apple News next, but it'll be exciting when we get the iPad Pro and to see how those apps work on that.
I do have to say it was really funny. My daughter sent me an email and it said, sent to you from Outlook. And I wrote to her, I was like, what? You're using Outlook? And she said, oh, Mom, I didn't want you to find out this way.
Funny.